The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever get together with old friends? What do? You gossip. That's what you do. Let's have this discussion on Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I've been taking care of my mama. She's been sick. Thank goodness she's doing well. For everybody reaching out to me on Instagram, she's doing so much better. And she hadn't really been out in a long time. And so Automatic and I took her to a little soiree where her old classmates were. And just like us, like anyone else, these women got together and we're talking chisme, gossip. It was on. But when we walked in the party, her and her best friend from high school, her name is Irene, hugged, everything's beautiful. And then Irene said, remember that time we were stealing liquor from the liquor store and the cops pulled us over and we wrecked the car? And I said, what?
Oh, nice, Irene.
And that's when I was dialed in because I knew the stories were going to get juicy.
And my mom has always been, I was such a good girl. You nunca hacía nada. I never did anything. And I could tell she was not liking that Irene was putting all her tea out there.
Let's go, Irene.
They used to go on liquor runs.
Nice.
She's like, well, I don't think we took that much. And Irene's like, okay, Sandy. Okay. Because you always want your children to think you're perfect. I, on the other hand, I always spill all my tea here. I don't care. But I could tell that they were having a good time talking about it. Old boyfriends, new boyfriends. It just felt good because I know that's what I do when I get together with certain friends. You
that
know?
Is a cool part about parenthood, right? Is you like once you get into parenthood, you're able to pretty much have a clean slate of life.
Yeah, they don't know.
Like, you didn't even know that about your mom, dude.
Whatever story you tell your kids, that's what they believe.
That's the story. I thought my mom was this innocent person, and I was like, wait a minute, hold up. There's a reason I live with my nana till I was almost 9 years old. But I also think that it's good to get together and do that. I did have one kind of sad moment because my mom had such a good time. She stayed at the party. Automatic and I left. She stayed there, got a ride home. And then the next day, and I think you'll remember this, Otto, she turned to me after, as we were eating breakfast. She asked me, Dana, do you have friends like this? Where, you know, where you get together? And I said, no, Mom, because we moved a lot. And I could tell she felt bad.
Oh.
And I said, Mama, I love my life. Thank you for showing me you can go after the job. But I could tell she felt a little guilty about that.
Mm.
It was good.
I mean, does that make you sad at all? Because you don't have homies like that?
I don't have homies like that. No, I got my husband, DJ Automatic. He's my best friend. And I feel like everyone's path is different, and you may not have childhood friends, but you can make friends as an adult. That's a great thing. It's never too late to make new friends. Shout out to my mom, the liquor run lady.
And Irene.
And Irene. Ding
I like
day.
Irene.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we have World Gorilla Day. All right, this is a invite for people to come together, celebrate gorillas, learn about them, and protect them in the wild, y'all.
R.I.P. to Harambe.
Something I really don't use too much, or I misuse all the time. National Punctuation Day.
Do you know who I don't like? I don't like the punctuation police on social media.
Oh,
okay?
Here we go.
You know, are you attacking me, Automatic?
Partially. But there are some people that take it way too far. It's not that serious. Well, I'm not writing a dissertation on social media. I don't need to get all my commas and dot all my T's and put every punctuation mark needed.
Well, first of all, you don't dot your T's. So anyway, where are we going there?
Exactly. I don't need the punctuation police.
Let's go to wrap it up on National Cherry Jubilee Day.
Anthony, do you remember the time you cursed on the radio? We're talking about cherries.
I knew you were going to bring that up, dude.
Just started doing a morning show. Automatic said, this guy's so cool. He's this. I said, he just said the worst word on the radio ever.
It was National Pastry Day, and I had to tell the world my love for cherry cheese danishes, and I might have threw a couple explicitives in there.
Thank God we didn't get any fines.
And it's expletives. But anyway, I am the real
punctuation police.
Punctuation police.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Talking to your parents about sexy time, I don't care if you're grown or not. It is uncomfortable at best. And been taking care of my mom recently. She's been sick. She's good though now. Automatic was kind enough to help me. It's West Texas, okay? There's not a lot to do.
It's the country.
So I'm trying to tell my mom in the most casual way, hey, I need to wash the sheets before your husband comes back. But I'm doing it in a casual way because she doesn't let me touch her washer, dishwasher. She won't let me touch anything. But
wait, why y'all gotta wash the sheets? I'm not putting two and two.
Why do you think, Aunt?
There's not a lot to do in West Texas.
We're a married couple.
Okay? Anthony.
And I was at the edge of frustration.
Oh, I wish I'd never asked.
Otto was bored. Okay.
There it is. All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And that's why.
Okay. That's.
I'm not gonna finish what I was gonna say.
So there you go. No.
I finished.
Oh God.
So I said, Mom, I need to wash these sheets. And then she says, so I called Adolfo, her husband, and said, do you think And he said, nah. And I said, Mom, don't make me talk about this. And so she laughs and giggles and says, you can use the, you know, the washer, whatnot. Let me tell you a story, Dana, about my friend, Narina.
Uh-oh.
Her and her husband, they're married, having sexy time, and they put a towel on the side of their nightstand upon completion.
After they finished.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her mother-in-law walks into the bedroom.
Oh, no.
And says, oh, it's so hot. Takes the towel, rubs it across her forehead several times and said, this towel is so cool in Spanish. Yeah. Oh, this is such a relief. Meanwhile, my mom's best friend, Narina, is mortified and can't say anything because, as I said, it's uncomfortable to talk to your parents about sexy time no matter your age.
Well, you don't stop them if they're already doing it.
Yeah, that's something you let her go to the grave with.
Dude, you let your friends know. You don't ever tell your mom that one, dude.
I can't believe my mom told me, and now I'm telling the world.
When I lost my virginity, I had to sit down with my girl's dad because he was a psychologist, and we had to talk about it between all three of us together.
Automatic, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding at all. It was the weirdest, most uncomfortable situation I've ever had. First of all, when you lose your virginity, that's already uncomfortable, right? But then to have the father of the girl you do it with say, hey, come inside, we need to talk about this, and he sits me down on, like, it's basically like a therapy chair, and he's like, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about it? And I was like, I cannot believe I'm talking to this man right now. Her
and
father.
And your answer was great. I feel wonderful.
Well, I was glad to get it over with. That's
uncomfortable situations when it comes to sexy time and your parents. You caught them, they caught you. Tap in 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I had breast reduction surgery recently. If you just turn the radio on, we're talking about women right now who are getting any kind of breast work done. 64% of us have chosen to do a reduction, which means make them smaller.
Mm.
And the reason I did it is because when I first had my breasts augmented, I made them huge and it was so uncomfortable. I actually gained more weight to try to hide them.
That's like some crazy buyer's remorse right there.
Yeah. Oh, it's expensive.
It's inside your body. Yeah.
And I remember going in though and not wanting to go that big and the doctor pressuring me to do it.
Oh, ew.
Telling me that I would regret not going big. And I was very young, you know, so I think when you're in that kind of position and you're standing in front of a doctor, you're taught these people know everything. You listen. And I immediately regretted it. I went back and got them smaller and it still wasn't small enough. It still did not make me feel comfortable. So recently,
didn't make my bank account feel comfortable.
I know. Automatic at this point, we were together.
Guardian caps on your chest,
yeah,
girl.
Automatic and I were together at this point. And so recently, I told him, I just want to go back to my own size, which was already good size.
I was like, again?
I'm a C cup naturally. It's more than enough. And I think that's why the trend is the reduction, because a lot of women decided to go very large because of pressure. Society says larger boobs are more attractive. I just didn't like the way I felt.
Men say it. Men love boobs.
Thank you.
Boobs are great. We enjoy them. We enjoy looking at them. And I understand a woman's going to do whatever she wants with her body. Of course, I never would have stopped you. But I'm not huge on the breast reduction because we enjoy them.
Well, I know that, Automatic. But you haven't had any complaints since I did it. So and you support me. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you
no,
support
I supported you 100%.
Wife.
If I was to get a reduction in something, would you have supported that?
Yeah. You know, no one goes around and talks about, you know, we don't knock your size.
Oh, bull. Have you been on social media? If you go post a picture and there's any kind of imprint going on, women are judging you.
Who? Who's judging you?
I don't know. I read the comments and I see them.
It's not the same.
Automatic.
Yeah, we're comparing different things here. You can't compare that unit to that unit because guaranteed, if there's a surgery to augment my joint and make it longer, every dude will be in that line, bro.
I think there is, dude.
Nah, dog. Not like there is with breast augmentation.
There's
dog.
Not. Nah, there's not like that, there's bro. Not. It's not like that. And to be honest, you guys aren't judged that harshly on your outward appearance. That's why the dad bod is in style and moms are like me lining
True.
Up to get mommy makeovers and freaking breast jobs.
Another layer of that too is we're not judged by that because other dudes don't care. Chicks be judging chicks.
Facts.
And that's something
I hate
that.
To admit that you're right, Anthony, but you're right. I feel like we critique one another so harshly. You know the astronauts that are stuck in space right now? There's a woman and she's talking about what life is like there. She's going to vote in space and everything else. And all women were doing on the timeline is talking about her hair.
She's an astronaut stuck in space and they're like, can she run a brush
scientist?
Through that thing?
I'm like, what are we doing, ladies? What are we doing? let's try supporting one another as women for our achievement and not our physical appearance. There Does it is, that dude. Make sense?
That's perfect. Small matter, bro. Let's burn all the bras. A to B cup, C cup, D cup, whatever it is.
Give me all the G's.
Automatic stop. Hey, call now. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text, ladies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This what the what story kind of blew my mind. There's a woman, she's walking a river, and she sees this beautiful rock, about the size of a softball, and it's kind of red. And she says, I'm taking this stone home, and I'm going to use it as a doorstop. Oh. And she did that for 4 years. And then her friend, who works in a university, came over to visit and said, what's that rock? And she said, I don't know. He said, let's test it. Rock is worth $1.1 million.
Ooh, right. I thought it was going to be crystal meth. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be a methamphetamine story.
It could have been worth that much, though, too.
Could have been, but it would have been wrapped in plastic. This was just out in the open.
Wouldn't have survived the rain.
No. This nugget is the biggest piece of rumenite ever found. It is a gemstone estimated to be 70 million years old.
And she was using it as a doorstop?
Yeah. And think about this. If the man hadn't said anything, it would just still be hanging out by her door. And she didn't sell it. She donated it to the museum for the display. Are you stupid or dumb? She's definitely not into selling rock. Anyway, because right. I would have sold it, honey.
From a big rock to a fat cat. Let's go to meet our good friend, Chunky, a.k.a. Crumbs. He's a 38-pound cat who got sent to fat diet camp, which is a camp where they help animals get back on a cleaner, healthier diet to lose the weight and get back to a healthier lifestyle.
What?
Well, our man Crumbs here said, I'm over this place, and he tried to escape diet camp, dude.
He ran away?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he walked kind of fast away?
He didn't get anything. My man's got stuck in a shoe rack.
No, he didn't. No.
He's there. He's completed his program. He did not leave diet camp, so yeah, dog. Oh.
Wait, he went from 38 pounds to what?
Oh, he's still rocking 38 pounds right now.
Oh, no! You can do it. Join the Fat Club, Crumbs. Join the Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Allegations that Diddy might have harmed Justin Bieber have come to light, so we're going to discuss this right now. There's a piece of audio, it's actually a video, that has gone viral of Diddy talking to Justin Bieber. Now, in the video, you see that Justin Bieber's uncomfortable. You can hear it, too. Take a listen.
You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
I mean, you try to get in contact with me through all my partners and whatnot, but you never really got my number, so...
Justin Bieber didn't want to give his number to Diddy, didn't want to talk to him anymore. And you could feel that he is being pressured by this adult. He's a child at the time. I think Justin Bieber was 16.
Well, there's another video when Justin Bieber is about 13 and Diddy's explaining how he's going to take care of Justin Bieber for
like
the next 40
hours. Like he did
Usher. Like he did Usher. He was Usher's guardian when Usher came into the music industry.
And you know what's interesting? Unfortunately, Justin Bieber's parents also granted Usher guardianship over him when he was very young. We all know about these horrendous freak-off parties now. We do not know if Justin Bieber was harmed. We do know he was there because he's in a lot of different videos where everyone appears to be highly intoxicated. But Justin Bieber sat down with Zane Lowe recently and was asked, have you told your parents about everything that's happened to you? Are you comfortable enough to open up to them? Here's the Biebs answer.
To be honest, I think there's levels of our relationship is ready to handle at this moment, where they're at in their life and where I'm at. I just think, you know, just I want them to play a role in my life, and that's pretty simple, just be my mom and dad.
So since he's saying no, I think that there's more to this story.
I feel like people like Ryan Leslie are going to finally get their moment to talk about Diddy because there's not going to be as
much
fear.
Some people might not know who Ryan Leslie is, but
he was Cassie's boyfriend before Diddy, and he basically just eliminated him from the music industry. And then somebody like Kid Cudi, who Diddy actually blew up his car.
Tried to kill it.
It is a known fact that Diddy blew up his car, so maybe Cudi can start talking now too.
Yeah, dude, in hindsight, it just all looks like it. Like there were so many signs leading up to this stuff that it's interesting to see what's going to happen.
And it's all playing out in real time while Diddy sits in jail. And he's not getting out anytime soon.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What exactly is inside that fish fillet at McDonald's? Is it fish? I think you're going to be a little surprised. Let's talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
First hashtag is almost a miracle. Six-year-old Luis Armando Albino went missing in 1951. 7 decades later, he was found alive. His niece, Aldina Alekin, took an ancestry DNA test for fun, and she got a 22% match, and she thought, oh, my father might have had a child out of wedlock. That's not how 22% works. She started talking about her mother's siblings and realized her little brother had been missing. She called police and said, this has to be my uncle. They investigated on Facebook, found photos, and said, that's my tío, that's my uncle. After authorities contacted him, he submitted a DNA test, and it proved her suspicions. Now, I didn't tell this part of the story, but he was at a park with his older brother, who was 10 at the time, when a woman in a bandana lured them away, promising candy, and took the little one. What's interesting is both brothers ended up going into the military, and Luis was united with his big brother, who was still alive, which really is a miracle. They cried, they embraced one another, and just a few months later, his older brother passed.
Oh.
I know, but at least he got to know he was alive. He said he asked his family, why do I have these weird memories? And they never would explain to him.
He was already six, you would know.
No, so he didn't speak any English. He had just immigrated from Puerto Rico to the U.S. His parents lived in Oakland, California. He was stolen and taken to the East Coast and sold to a family who thought they were adopting a child.
Dang.
You know what, though? In the end, he found his real family and he's happy. And through DNA, which we're all going to take our tests, I bought our ancestry DNA, guys. Who knows what we might discover?
See, we're going to find out the real story behind my dad's long travels.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
What exactly is in this McDonald's fish fillet sandwich? It's some of the best fish you can actually get. It's wild-caught Alaskan pollock fish. So most fish comes from fish farms at this point,
which are nasty and disgusting and full of disease and antibiotics and all kinds of gross poop.
But not at McDonald's. They are selling 300 million fish fillets a year of Alaskan pollock fish fillet.
I did not know this, and it's one of my favorite little treats at McDonald's. I like extra tartar sauce on it, but now I feel good about eating the
there
fish
you go,
fillet.
Dude. I want to feel good, but I don't even know what Alaskan pollock means, bro. That could
it's a wild fish.
That
it's
could
a
be
wild
like the
fish.
Three-eyed fish from The Simpsons. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Shout out to Ronald, bro. Do his thing.
You know why they created a fillet of fish 40 years ago? For Catholics on Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, because nobody was eating burgers because of Lent. You can't eat meat, right, on Fridays?
Dang, I didn't know that. So McDonald's is holy. It is really
they
like the
are.
Golden. It really is the Golden Arches.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with National Punctuation Day. So we'll wrap it up right there for you nerds.
Go ahead and tell us about it, punctuation please, Dana.
First of all, you said nerds. Okay, whatever. I am very particular when it comes to punctuation.
I already know that the punctuation police is going to check on my work, so now I run it through different things on the internet so it makes sense.
Right. Well, we don't want to look dumb on a national level.
Duh.
Hispanic Heritage Month, let's talk about Tom Flores, the first minority NFL coach to win a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders and then later on with the Los Angeles Raiders in 1981 and 84. Now, he did win a total of 4 Super Bowl rings, 2 as a head coach. Hey, shout out Tom Flores.
Not the Raiders. So.
Nope. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who is this woman that Taylor Swift's boyfriend, aka Travis Kelce, is hanging out with? Megan Thee Stallion. Hold on, though. It is not because they're dating. Travis would never do that to Taylor. It's because they both landed major endorsement deals with Pepsi.
Oh.
Yeah. Take a listen to Travis.
It's an absolute honor to be a part of something like this. I'm so grateful for Pepsi for asking me to be a part of it.
Are you ready?
It's such a cool experience, and I'm excited that I got the opportunity.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me tell you something else. Miss Megan Thee Stallion looks beautiful. She's playing an empress. Travis Kelce all dressed up like a gladiator.
Bless that man's soul.
He's just doing the most outside of football.
You know how hard it is to have to be around a chick like Megan that hot, and then you just have to be
and
like...
And especially in, like... That was his type before
like the
Taylor.
Opposite. Yes, dude. Okay. Yes, dude.
Okay, guys.
Yes, that's
don't
like the
even
that's
start.
The perfect like. You don't have to worry about this guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, if I was Taylor Swift, ooh, I don't
she
know.
Should be worried.
I'm gonna be on
she
set.
She should not be
I'm
gonna worried. Be on set, Stop dog. Starting rumors. Taylor Swift is so secure in herself. Her man is completely 100% in love with her. And what does it matter? Megan Thee Stallion's a beautiful woman. You can't trust yourself around beautiful women, BJ Automatic?
We never said that. We're gonna go back to Rumorville because I'm gonna start one of my own rumors. Okay?
Oh my gosh! Oh. I feel like Anthony
Travis Kelce is not getting the ball as much anymore because Patrick Mahomes' wife said don't throw him the ball because Taylor Swift and her don't like each other, and it's having an effect on my fantasy football score.
Otto says that she is jealous of Travis Kelce's endorsements. You're not getting the endorsements.
He's getting movies, endorsements, and Patrick Mahomes ain't getting that money anymore. Stop throwing him the ball.
I believe that Rumorville is the reason DJ Automatic has never won a fantasy football championship.
And that's why you never tell DJ Automatic anything, because he will gossip and spill all the tea on it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so earlier I was talking to my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Well, Otto, you were there. I was trying to tell my mom that I needed to wash our sheets. We've been staying with her before her husband came home so he would have clean sheets. And we all know as grown-ups, okay, we're married. Automatic and I are married.
We have children. We all know how they got here.
At least you guys are polite enough to, like, clean it.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And so respectfully so. Yeah, I mean,
so my mom finally understood, and she joked about it and whatnot, but Automatic and Anthony A have the craziest stories.
Well, okay, mine...
It's crazy, Ant.
It's your story sparked a memory. It is kind of crazy. It's not. It's disappointing, like most of my sexual endeavors are. I was dating this woman, Olivia, in college. She had lived with her mom and her younger sister at the time in this about 3-bedroom house. And we and her went out. Me and Olivia went out for New Year's. We come back home, and she said, "Hey, my mom's with her boyfriend, so we're here by ourselves."
Ooh, so, Chris, you know, in the evening.
Hey, let's do it.
New Year's Eve the right way.
Hey, there was multiple balls dropping. You did.
Fireworks was heavy.
One of those evening performances where you're proud of yourself as a man. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is what I've set out to be. I'm carrying the family legacy the proper way. Year. Next day when we're at brunch, she just looks at me and she goes, "Oh my God, my mom was home the whole time."
No.
At least you put in a good show.
I can't believe your mother didn't interrupt, or her mother didn't interrupt you guys. She just said,
dude. My mom, I was in high school, and I was having a moment with a girlfriend at the time, and she just opened the door.
To your bedroom?
To my bedroom, and the girl was on top.
Oh, my God. I am listening to my husband talk about his sexy time.
And my mom's, of course, she shuts the door, and then she goes, "DJ Automatic, your friend needs to leave right now." And I was like, "Hold up, Mom." And she's like, "No, she's got to leave, like, right now." So, of course, the girl's mortified. She got dressed. She left. And then from that moment on, she was known in my family as Shirtless Susan.
To this day, my mother-in-law will say, "Oh, I ran into Shirtless Susan."
Shout out to your mom for maintaining the DJ alias in the heat of the moment.
That's not what she said.
No, I just kept the radio version of it.
I like that. I wish she would jump in like a remix. DJ Automatic. Get out of the house.
Share your stories with us now. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. We'll be right back. Catch us on the Dana Cortez Show podcast.